I'm broadcasting today from South Carolina in Columbia, a city where you can hardly drive through without seeing a Tom Steyer for President billboard sign. His campaign office is also right in the heart of downtown Columbia, a sign of the billionaire's huge investment in the state. He's spent $20 million so far on television and radio ads, and it seems to be paying off. Today, a poll shows that here in South Carolina, Steyer still ranks third, trailing only behind Sanders and Biden. Nationally, however, it's a different story. Several polls show he's only gained about 2 percentage points. Tom Steyer joins us now on the road, in a car, between campaign events, ahead of Saturday's primary and Super Tuesday. Welcome to Here and Now.
Tanya, thank you so much for having me.
So you jumped into this race for president last July, and your strategy, among other things, has been to zero in on South Carolina. Tell us why.
South Carolina is a state which reflects the diversity of the Democratic Party. It has a heavy proportion of African-American voters. It's got a lot of Latino voters. The Democratic Party is a big tent with a lot of racial and ethnic diversity. And South Carolina is a state that reflects that. And I think South Carolina gets to make a statement about what the big tent that is the Democratic Party and the very wonderfully diverse American people get to say. So I've always wanted to make sure that I came here and spoke to, you know, every part of the Democratic coalition.
I understand that, but I want to ask you a little bit more about that strategy. Your strong presence here could really be seen as too late. You're polling at 2% nationwide, even though you're doing much better here in South Carolina. Critics are concerned this support won't play out elsewhere. What's your response to that?
Well, I think that what I'm trying to do, Tanya, is to show that I can pull together the coalition that is the Democratic Party. That, in fact, we don't have to go with one of the extremes. We don't have to go with a Democratic socialist who wants to take over big parts of the economy. We don't have to go with the former Republican mayor of New York City, that we can go with a progressive Democrat who speaks to the issues that count with Democratic voters. And so I'm trying to show in South Carolina that I am that person.
It also seems like you're trying to position yourself kind of as a middle of the ground choice between the moderate candidates and Bernie Sanders. You've also been big on addressing climate change and racial justice, as you mentioned. Do you think that message is coming across to voters?
Well, let me say this, Tanya. I don't think of myself as a middle-of-the-road person. I'm a straight-up progressive. I really am. I think if you look at climate, I have the most aggressive program in climate. I declare a state of emergency on day one. No one else is saying that. In terms of race, I'm the person who talks explicitly about race, who is for reparations for slavery, who believes that unless you deal with the subtext of race in virtually every policy area in the United States, then you're not really dealing with that policy area, honestly. I think the reason that people think that I fall in the middle is I have a business background.
Yeah.
I started a business of my own, I built it up, and I walked away from it. And people think that as a result of that, and they're right, I understand how the economy works. I understand about job creation and prosperity. They're absolutely right. But in terms of environmental justice or economic justice or racial justice, I'm a straight up progressive.
We know that you have a long history with going your own way. You spent millions of dollars pushing for President Trump to be impeached, despite at the time House Speaker Nancy Pelosi objecting to that. But many Democrats are looking ahead to the general election, and they're eager for underperforming candidates like yourself to move out of the way and possibly unite behind some of the top contenders. Is this something that you're willing to do?
Well, there are a couple things I'd say. First of all, I'm trying to show that I am a top contender, Tanya. I'm trying to show that, in fact, I can pull together this coalition in a way that other people can't. That's what I'm doing here in South Carolina, is talking to people directly. This is a turnout election. You don't have to worry about whether the Republicans will turn out, because they always turn out. The question is, will Democrats turn out? And I believe impeachment and our grassroots effort is a big reason that Democratic turnout between 2014 and 2018 went from 35 million to 59 million. That's why we flipped the House.
How would you define a successful campaign beyond winning the nomination? I know that is the number one goal, but also in thinking about all of the issues and the topics that you talked about around racial justice, around climate change, what is a successful campaign for you?
Tanya, to be fair, I am trying to win this campaign. I am trying to be the nominee, but I'm fighting specifically on issues that I've worked on for decades. I'm running for president because I deeply care about economic justice. Americans have been absolutely taken advantage of by the corporations and this government. Racial justice, I've been absolutely cared. That's something my family's cared about for generations. And climate justice. You know, we don't have a choice. I was worried that the kind of things I care the most about wouldn't be addressed. And I'm out here pushing to address deep injustice in our country and to make sure that we're safe.
That's presidential candidate Tom Steyer in a car headed to a campaign event in South Carolina ahead of Saturday's primary election. Thank you so much for joining us.
Tanya, thank you very much for having me. It's a great pleasure to talk to you.